Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWDB. I am Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. Our sponsor for today's show is American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to today's show Gloria Hochman, Director of Communications for the National Adoption Center, and longtime friend. Yes. Thank you. It's been too long since I've seen you.
It has been too long, and I welcome this opportunity to be here and to talk about the Adoption Center and certainly to see you again.
Oh, I love it. We'll start with the Adoption Center.
Sure.
How long have you been there and what took you there?
Well, I've been there for more than 30 years. When I came, I was hired for a year because they wanted to get the word out that there were so many children in foster care who were waiting to be adopted. And the 1 year, I didn't even have my own telephone. I didn't even have a desk. I sat on the floor and with a typewriter and did my work. And we really didn't know if people would want to adopt these children because at that time, adoption was mainly thought of as something for babies.
Yep.
And usually for married couples who could not have their children biologically. But these were a lot of kids in foster care who were not going to be able to go back to their birth parents. And would anybody want to adopt them? Many of them are children with challenges, and you can imagine if you're 12 and you're not living with your family, you're going to have some emotional issues. Some of them had physical challenges. Some of them were siblings and wanted to stay together. Some of them were considerably older, teenagers. Although when we started, they would skew more to younger children. We didn't know if somebody would want to adopt a child with Down syndrome or cerebral palsy or a child who was blind. And we were amazed to find that once people knew that these kids existed and they were available to be adopted, not only did they come forward to adopt them, but they would advocate for the rights of these children, their rights to special education if they needed it, the rights to special mental health services if they needed it. So it turned out that here I am some 30 years later, and very excited that around the country we have been able to find families for about 24,000 children. And in this area where we do most of our work is in the tri-state area, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, we have found families for about 3,800 children. And these are kids who probably without our services would have lingered in foster care.
Over the years, have you seen that the number of children up for adoption kind of rides a roller coaster, or has it increased? What trends have you seen in terms of
the numbers? I would say that right now, there are about 450,000 children in the foster care system in this country. Now, most of those kids are not available to be adopted because the goal is, to get them back to their birth families. But frequently that can't happen. And then sometimes they're adopted by their foster parents because they're in foster care. Sometimes the foster parents, for whatever reason, cannot adopt them. And we need to find other families that are willing to take them. I would say that right now the number has been going up. For a while it seemed to go down, but now it's going up again. I think a lot of it has to do with the opioid crisis and the inability of families to be able to take care of their children.
It's sad in those cases.
Yes.
Gloria, do you find that, well, how do you go out and find the families, and then what is the process in terms of trying to introduce them to the children? Because I imagine, especially if it's not a baby, that there has to be some understanding of what they're getting themselves into.
Absolutely. Families need to know what the issues are. This is not a baby that they're adopting, and they have to know what the issues are that the child is likely to come in with, and they need to have the patience and the understanding to know that this is not going to be an immediate, well, sometimes that's not true, but most of the time it's not going to be an immediate kinship. Mm-hmm.
It takes time.
And children, they don't trust that much. And why should they? They've been bounced around lots of times to many foster homes. I remember one girl at 11 had been in 10 foster homes. That's a lot for anybody to absorb. So we have been gratified, though, that there are families out there that want the children, that the children, for the most part, have been, to me, amazingly resilient in joining their new families, that they definitely want the feeling of security and stability and knowing that they have somebody that's going to
that cares for them,
and be there for them. That matters a lot. So we have been more successful than I would have predicted. I remember that the first child that I ever wrote a story about was a little girl with Down syndrome. She was maybe three at the time. And her parents, while they didn't feel they could raise her, hoped that somebody out there might want to adopt her. And those were the times, Dee, when kids with Down syndrome were placed in institutions. They weren't being raised in their own families. So we didn't know. And when I wrote this story, I thought, is anybody going to respond to this? Well, amazingly enough, we've come full circle. And now kids with Down syndrome are in demand because frequently they have really wonderful dispositions and they really add to a family.
Sure.
So we don't have any trouble finding families for kids with Down syndrome.
And I think because you see them be productive in society as well. I mean, I know
yes.
Home Depot has a program and a lot of
yes.
people with Down syndromes have been hired there. So you could see them being part of the community.
Absolutely. And I know it's going to be hard for you to believe, but we have one family that has adopted 9 children with Down syndrome. They had 2 birth children that were perfectly healthy, and they were reading a newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and they saw that this little girl, Melissa, and she had Down syndrome. They had no idea what Down syndrome was. So they went to the library, and they looked it up, and they did research. They ended up adopting Melissa, and she turned out to be much higher functioning than they had expected. And then they saw more children, and they ended up adopting 9 of them.
That is
which is really astonishing.
Remarkable.
Yeah. I can't tell you how they do it. I don't think I could do it. But they think they're not special. They think the kids are special and have given them more than they have given the children. And we find them that way. People see their pictures in the paper. We work through the media a lot. A show like yours, like this one. We'll spread the word and let people know that these kids are out there. And we would like to hear from anybody who's interested in adopting them.
Sit tight, Gloria. I have to take a time out for our friend Joe Ball. But when we come back, we'll continue this conversation. I know you have an event coming up and a project you're working on that
yes.
is I cannot wait to hear about. We are talking to Gloria Hochman of the National Adoption Center, and you are listening to Lifestyles.
Music, now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com, ardmoremusichall.com, or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Independence Seaport Museum is all about water. Discover the history of the U.S. Navy as you climb aboard pirate ship Diligence and National Historic Landmark ships Cruiser Olympia and Submarine Bakuna. Enjoy the Delaware River with small boat rentals. Experience live demonstrations in our boat building workshop and citizen science lab. Independence Seaport Museum is the premier family-friendly destination on the historic Penn's Landing waterfront. Visit phillyseaport.org or call 215-413-8655.
Be a part of exciting college football action with Temple Owls football at Lincoln Financial Field. Don't miss the pageantry of big-time college football as the Owls battle teams from the American Athletic Conference. Enjoy the marching band, spirit squad, great in-game promotions, and more. Kids' tickets on game day are only $10. Temple football at Lincoln Financial Field is affordable family fun. For tickets, call 215-204-TIXX or visit owlsticks.com today.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
Wow, this is really different. There's a Philadelphia business called WIMS, WIMS for Rent, that creates and does really unusual business special events and promotions. If you're involved in a trade show, business meeting, sales campaign, grand opening, or open house, call WIMS for Rent. If you're having a company dinner, a charity gala, or fundraiser and need a theme, call WIMS. WIMS has stars and stunts, gadgets and gimmicks from hundreds of available sources, entertainers and celebrities. Add flair to your business needs. WIMS for Rent, the Philadelphia special events company for business and groups. At WIMS, imagination works overtime. Challenge us. Call WIMS for Rent.
For more information, contact WIMS for Rent at 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004, 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004.
Or call WIMS for Rent at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063 for WIMS for Rent.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's PhillyBiz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063. 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work, as do I.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. We're talking with Gloria Hochman, Director of Communications for the National Adoption Center. Gloria, you were mentioning when you would write about Melissa, or where do people read when you write about some of these children who are up for adoption?
Well, we've been very fortunate. The media have been fabulous partners with us, because who doesn't want to see kids adopted? So the Philadelphia Inquirer has been running a column for maybe 40 years that today they call Monday's Child. It used to be Friday's Child. Mm-hmm. Melissa was a Friday's Child. But they run this every Monday. The Philadelphia Daily News runs a column for us every Monday. The Philadelphia Tribune runs a column for us every Tuesday, because so many of the children from this area are African American.
Sure.
And from the large cities, that's true all over the country. We have a program on NBC 10
with Vice again.
And he's, you know, warm and fuzzy with the kids. And
is that Thursday's Child?
That is Wednesday's Child. Wednesday's Child.
I knew it.
We have almost every day.
Every day is covered, which
is
good for you. That means you're doing your job.
It is great. And Vi is wonderful with the kids.
He is.
And we take them to places that interest them.
Yep.
So some of them might want to be a broadcaster. We might ask you if we could bring them here. Some of them want to be dancers, so we take them to a dance studio and teach them the latest steps. And some want to be chefs, so we take them to a restaurant. So the locations have been wonderful for us. And then we hold adoption parties, adoption events, several a year, where people who are interested in adopting the children and have been approved by an agency to adopt can actually meet the children. And they get a chance to enjoy an afternoon with them, and they have lunch with them, and they get to see the kids up close, and that makes a difference. I mean, you can read about them, and you can see them on television, which is wonderful, but when you meet them in person, I mean, that's great. So we have these parties. They're run by the program department of our agency, and in fact, we have one coming up this weekend, but it's not in Philadelphia. And they're just wonderful because people get to really meet the children, talk with them a little bit, get to know more about them. And then if they are interested, they can make an inquiry with one of the social workers and say, yes, I could be interested in that child. So we do lots of things to try to find families for the children, and a lot of networking. Because, you know, Dee, we don't have the kids in our custody.
Right.
They are in the custody of agencies like the Department of Human Services, private agencies like Jewish Family Service, Catholic Social Services. Mm-hmm.
So you're working with the agencies.
We work with the agencies.
Right.
And they know that they're having a hard time finding families for a lot of the children. So they work with us, and we publicize any way we can through our events, through our media contacts, the fact that these kids do need families. And we try to handhold the people that are going through it, because it isn't easy. You know, you go through to adoption process, you're a little nervous, you wonder if you're going to qualify, and we try to put out a lot of adoption information, making people feel more confident and more comfortable about going through that process.
Gloria, I'm looking at the website, adopt.org.
Adopt.org, that's right. The place. People can go to adopt.org and contact us. We also have a phone number. They can call if they feel more comfortable with the telephone. It's 215-735-9988. And that number, of course, is on our website. And we would love to hear from anyone who is thinking about adoption or just wants more information. And we have been working in the LGBTQ community,
yes,
for some time. And we are having an event for members of that community and anybody else, actually, who's interested in adoption. It's being sponsored by us and the Wells Fargo Foundation, and it will be held at the Wells Fargo History Museum at 123 South Broad Street next Thursday at between 5:30 and 7:30. And I'm having a panel of lesbian and gay parents who have adopted to talk about what they went through, what it's like.
Sure.
And social workers who can answer questions. And, of course, I'll be there moderating, and I'll be available to answer questions as well.
You're a very busy woman, Gloria, but I need to talk to you about your project, because obviously I knew your late husband, Stan,
yes,
Hockman. What a wonderful man. What an amazing columnist he was for the Philadelphia Daily News forever and ever.
And he loved you, too.
Thank you. But you're not going to let his work just be there in the archives.
No, I'm not. His work was phenomenal. And he wrote like... And I guess people think I'm biased, but I'm really not.
You're not. You can ask people.
He just wrote magnificently. His writing was dazzling. And so I decided to put together a collection of his best columns. Now, I read 7,000 columns, because he was writing for a very long time, to select 100.
Oh, my.
His best. Now, how do you do that? And so I have a whole file. It's really a high, thick file. And it says... eliminated reluctantly, because I couldn't use everything. And
you know, he would so love the name of the file alone.
Yes.
Eliminated reluctantly.
Right. And I haven't quite decided on the title yet. I'm working with my editor on that. But I think I want to call it Sports Unfiltered, 50 Years of the Wit and Wisdom of Stan Hockman.
Nice.
And because he did write it the way he saw it. He had a tremendous amount of integrity. If I had to use one word to describe him, it's integrity. And so many people, I've had help from columnists and sports people and fans, and one woman actually suggested, you should write a book about him, because he still had so much to teach us.
He did.
And his work is, I divided it by sport, mm-hmm, into basketball, baseball, football, hockey, horse racing, and boxing, and he did all of that equally well. So I have just been having this bittersweet experience of reading through all these things and knowing that he's not here to keep doing it. So
I have to share one story, because when my grandmother passed, and she was missing my grandfather dearly,
yeah.
And so I wanted to get her daughters together, and then me and my sister, and I got a limo and to take her to a Broadway play.
Wow.
And Stan, we did this as a tradition for years.
Uh-huh.
Stan was the one who I said, what should I see? Because I knew he and you would go to Broadway plays all,
yes,
the time.
Right.
Every year, he would pick the play that we would go to, and that limo picked my grandmother up on Englewood Street, and she would say, "If Henny could see me now."
Oh wait, well I remember that. I remember he told me that he would recommend places
to you. I never didn't take his recommendation. I didn't even go anywhere else to look for it. And if anybody questioned me, I said, "Don't you question me about this. This is Stan Hockman's recommendation."
Yeah, he was a theater buff. He really was a Renaissance man, D. He loved theater, he loved jazz, he loved literature. He loved Shakespeare. He was interested in so much. And when he watched Jeopardy, I used to hide in a corner because I knew the answer to nothing. He knew everything, no matter what category it was. He knew every answer. And I thought, where did he get this? And Angelo Cataldi said to me recently, that he really misses Stan so much because he was so witty and so quick on the air.
He was.
And he said, I would ask him a question that I hadn't prepared him for, and never, ever once did he disappoint me, and he would give me these one-liners that were his best. And I do have, so many people suggested columns to me that I couldn't include because I had too many, but I would see one-liners in the columns that I thought, how can I not use this? So I have one column of just zingers
that's great.
So, I mean, just as an example, he said, George Foreman has a heart like a lion and a head like a cantaloupe. So that is sort of typical of Stan.
Very much so. Yeah. Sit tight, I have to take another commercial break, but we'll come back and conclude the conversation with Gloria Hockman. You are listening to Lifestyles.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Discover Hamilton, the constitutional clashes that shaped a nation. The National Constitution Center's compelling new exhibit, which explores Hamilton's fraught relationships with James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Aaron Burr, examining the personalities and constitutional debates that shaped America. The exhibit provides an intimate look into Alexander Hamilton's enduring role in the constitutional and political argument that continues to create sparks to this day. Open now through December 31st, 2018. For tickets, visit constitutioncenter.org or call 215-409-6700.
To enjoy your meals, to enjoy your days, your dental situation is pertinent. The enjoyable taste, the nutritional values, your overall health often has its roots among your teeth and gums. And that's where the professionals at the Center City Dental Offices of Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences could be important to you. Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences, is recognized for its up-to-date dental procedures, restoration of dental problems, cosmetic benefits, tooth whitening, dental implants, plus all the little things like checkups, cleanings, and especially your comfort during procedures. Contact Dr. Richard Wilson at 215-765-5281 or log on to their website at www.smilephiladelphian.com. That's www.smilephiladelphian.com. Their offices are located at 2401 Pennsylvania Avenue in Center City. And again, the phone number, 215-765-5281.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old. Except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0444. 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES@AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes@AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES@AOL.com. Adcom Times.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. We're wrapping things up with Gloria Hochman, who is the Director of Communications for the National Adoption Center. And Gloria, again, adopt.org is where people can go for information. But you do have a couple or a real key event coming up.
Yes, and we have a workshop, actually a cafe, I guess I would call it, an adoption cafe, for members of the LGBTQ community or anybody else who's interested in adopting, because adopting isn't much different no matter who you are, not today. And it's going to be at the Wells Fargo Center on the 11th of October, next week, from 5:30 to 7:30. Have a panel of gay and lesbian parents who have adopted and social workers to answer all your questions. So it's free, and we're going to have hors d'oeuvres and drinks. And so please join us. I would love to see you.
Gloria, so nice catching up with you. Thank you for being here. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed every minute.
We remind you that our sponsor for today's show is American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. Until next time, I am Dee Lynam. Have a great day.